More now on those six men now formally charged in connection with the plot to kill U.S. soldiers on the Fort Dix military base. Let's go to Steve Emerson, who's a terrorism expert. Steve, I guess the men, FBI says these men were not al-Qaeda, but inspired by al-Qaeda. There was some heavy influence there. Explain the difference and also the concern about homegrown terrorism here in the United States.
Well, the difference is, in this case, they were not directed by al-Qaeda. Mm-hmm. They were directed by themselves. They drew inspiration from al-Qaeda's ideology, but they actually drew up the directions from themselves. They were self-activated and directed themselves to the operation. What's dangerous is that, in a certain sense, they're far more threatening because of the lack of external direction. There's no phone records to tap overseas. Mm-hmm. There's no external sources to tap. So it was really dependent upon the very fortuitous interception by that DVD employee at the dubbing store where he informed the FBI. Look, this seems to be the most advanced terrorist operation since 9/11 that the FBI has stopped. Far more advanced than the Miami operation, the Georgia terrorist operation, the Seattle operation, and certainly without the FBI penetration, it is quite likely these guys would have been successful, at least partly, in carrying out their murderous rampage.
And one of the things that investigators saw them doing while under surveillance was practicing, also watching videos of U.S. servicemen getting killed, laughing as a U.S. Marine had his arm blown off, that these people were dangerous and that this was the type of individual that was plotting to hurt U.S. military service people. And my question to you, and kill them, is this a sign that al-Qaeda's ideology is sort of penetrating groups in the U.S. in a very effective way? Real quickly, sir.
I think it's more than just al-Qaeda. I think it's radical Islam. It's mm-hmm. penetrated and basically saturated large sections of certain Islamic communities, unfortunately. And because of political correctness and certain types of sensitivities, we don't want to face up to it. That's the reality. And these were six men just plucked out of nowhere who basically self-directed themselves to try to kill as many Americans as possible in their hometowns.
All right, Steve Emerson, thank you very much. And again, six men arrested, charged with plotting to kill U.S. soldiers at Fort Dix Army Base, the big story of the day. We'll have more as warranted. That's all for this hour, though. I'm Mika Brzezinski. Stay with us.